Sit down first, mate.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, without any interruptions or nonsense of any kind, we'll continue with the study of geography, which we commenced last lesson.
Isn't it oxidized, sir?
Bottomley, did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Very good. I made quite clear that I wanted no interruptions, so any reference that you see fit to make about the weather is quite uncalled for.
Yeah, but it's still hot.
I know it is, but there's no need to talk about it. We always get this humid weather at this time of the year. There's nothing unusual about it.
See, so what does humid mean?
There. Did I say we were going to do geography, or did I?
Yes, sir.
Right. Well,
but I only want to know what humid means.
Yeah, I don't care what you wanted to know. It's got nothing to do with geography.
Yes, it has.
Oh, you know more about this than I do you?
Well, what about different sorts of weather in different countries?
Well, what about it?
That's geography.
How is it? Well, it's not the branch of geography that I wish to discuss. And anyhow, who's giving this lesson?
Nobody so far.
Yeah. All right, look, I won't tolerate any rudeness. Nobody so far. No, and nobody's likely to if you keep chipping in all the time like this.
That suits me.
Does it? Yes. Perhaps that suits you too.
Wow.
Now then, Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Name any three countries in Europe.
Name them, sir?
Yes.
Oh, you can't do that.
You can't do what?
Name three countries in Europe.
Why not?
They're named already.
I never thought of it. Bother me, look. Will you stop being facetious? I want you to tell me the names of three European countries. Green bottle. Well, here's the boy that can tell us anything we want to know.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'm late.
Yes, I know that green bottle, and I'll want to know the reason why in a minute, too. But in the meantime, tell me the names of any three countries in Europe.
Yes, the Irish Free State.
Is that all?
That's the only free country I know.
Listen, I'm not talking about free countries. I said three. Three countries. Three. F-O-U-R, three. T-H-R-E-E, three.
Yes. Oh, three.
Yes. Well, go on.
Yes, that's one.
Well, that's one. What else?
Yes, sir, I'm all right.
Well, go on. Yes. Look, you've got one right. I don't know why you boys can't remember simple little things like this.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I was late.
I know that, you numbskull. There's no need to repeat it. Name two other countries.
Yes, sir. America and Australia.
Yeah. What? And they're in Europe.
Wow.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, you just said name two other countries.
I know I did, but I want you to name two other countries in Europe.
Yes,
sir. Yes, all right. You said that. Go on.
London and the Bay of Biscay.
Well, why didn't you say... What? Greenbottle, the Bay of Biscay is not a country.
Oh, no, it's a river.
Of course it is. No, it's not. It's what it says it is. It's a bay.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I was late.
All right. Look, it seems to me that we can't get any work done until we find out the reason for your late arrival.
Yes.
Well, for goodness sake, hurry up and get it over. Well, what made you late this time? Just a minute.
Yes.
Bottom, would it be asking too much of you to take your feet off the desk and put that thing away?
No.
Thank you. All right, Stanford, it's none of your business. There's no need for you to lean over and look like a giraffe.
Yeah, see, mind your own business,
all right,
Stan.
Now,
I was only having a look.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, sure.
Will you two boys behave yourselves and bottom? What is that thing you've got there?
What's this?
Yes, that. What is it?
Oh, it's just something I bought to school with me.
Well, I imagined that it was. I didn't really think it rode a bike here itself.
No, sir.
Well, what is it?
Well, you see, it's all sorts of things. It's a sort of pocket knife business.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. See this? That's a compass, and that's a knife, a tin opener, a clock, that's tweezers, that's a pig sticker, and another blade, and a thing for taking...
All right. Look, I don't suppose they gave you a suit of clothes and a block of land with that as well.
No, sir.
Now, and what does a contraption like that cost? £5?
No, Zach.
Yes. A what?
A Zach.
And what might a Zach be?
Well, it might be too, Bob, but it isn't.
Now, isn't it? Well, look, there's no need to be cheeky about it. I asked you what you meant by a Zach.
Sixpence.
Oh, do you? Well, why don't you say sixpence instead of a Zach?
It's the same thing.
Oh, is it? Well, it isn't.
Well, I ought to know.
Yes, you ought to, but apparently you don't.
Of course it is. Green bottle isn't sixpence a Zach.
Yes.
Listen, you keep out of this green bottle. I didn't say it wasn't Bottomley.
Yes, sir. That didn't they stand for? Yeah.
Listen, what is this? Civil war again? Bottomley, I don't doubt that a Zach is the financial equivalent of sixpence. But I'm telling you that you should use the word sixpence instead of a Zach.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it's the same thing.
Ow! Serves you right. But why do you always have to chip in with these silly remarks of yours? Well, every time you do, you're going to get the stick. And perhaps that might help to remind you to behave yourself. Now, where was I? What were we doing?
Yes, I was late.
We were just about to find out why.
Yes.
Well, go on, get it over. Why were you?
Yes, yeah. We all went down to the beach.
Who? Your family?
Yes.
Well, At last, Greenbottle, you've given me your reason for being late in one sentence, which is nothing short of amazing.
Yes.
Well, after an early morning swim, you ought to feel fit and ready for work. So today, you've got no excuse for wasting time. Did you enjoy your swim, Greenbottle?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I didn't have one.
You didn't? Oh. Then why go to the beach?
We didn't.
What? Now, listen, Beach Inspector, Greenbottle, I thought that explanation of yours was too good to be true. You just told me that you went to the beach this morning.
Yeah, we went there yesterday.
Ah, well then, yesterday?
Yes.
Well, how would that make you late for school this morning?
Yes, yeah, sunburn.
Oh, I see, you got sunburn.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yeah, but the old man did.
Oh, didn't he? Well, how did that make you late?
Yes, sir. Well, the wood had to be chopped this morning.
The wood? Oh, I see. Oh, you had to chop the wood.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I didn't.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Well, who did?
My uncle.
Your uncle?
Yes.
Is he staying at your place?
Yeah.
He's not?
No.
He's not staying at your place, but he chopped the wood.
Yes.
Well, maybe I'm silly.
Yes.
Look, would you mind explaining just how this would make you late for school?
Yes, well, I had to go over and get my uncle.
What, to come and chop the wood?
Yes.
And so that's what made you late?
Yes.
Well, why on earth didn't you say so in the first place? All you need to have said was that you had to run a message.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, we all went to the beach.
All right. Look, there's no need to go on with that. And I wish you'd all been drowned.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, neither do I.
Yes, Greenbottle. I wish you'd learn to speak properly. Yes, neither do I. What sort of language do you call that? It's terrible.
Yes, well, I always...
All right, well, keep quiet. There's no need to say anything.
Yes.
And now, if it's not too much trouble, we'd better make another start with a lesson.
Yes.
Geography. Bother me. Assuming you were in Germany and you wanted to get into Hungary, and the only thing you had was a canoe, how would you go?
How would I go?
Yes.
Not so hot.
I didn't want...
I said not so hot.
Oh, did you? Why?
Well, how would you like to carry a canoe from Germany through to Hungary?
How would I? I wouldn't at all, Bottomy.
Well, why ask me?
Listen, Bottomy, you're purposely misunderstanding the question. I'm asking you, how would you go if the only thing you had was a canoe?
Well, I reckon I'd sell a canoe and jump on a bus.
Yes, well, would you? Yeah, that's about what I'd expect from you.
I'd go by river, sir.
Who was that?
Me, sir.
Stanford?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's marvelous. I never suspected that a member of my class had enough intelligence to realize that the only way you could go in a canoe was by river.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'd sell the canoe and jump on the bus.
Ah, would you? Well, look at I don't jump on you in a minute. I'll just hold your tongue.
Yes.
Stanford here is apparently the only one who had enough brains to see the purpose of the question. The reason for the question, however, was to find out the name of the river.
Haven't you got an atlas?
Yes.
Well, that'll tell you.
I know that, Bottomy.
Well, why waste time asking us?
Bottomy, look, will you stop this impertinence? I'm asking you these questions to see how much you know, not to improve my own knowledge. Now then, can anybody tell me the name of the river that flows through both Germany and Hungary? Stanford.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone?
The River Stanford.
Yeah. What? Bobby, look, you don't know anything about it. Keep quiet. The River Stanford. Right. Well, Stanford, look, do you know the name of the river I'm referring to?
No, sir.
No, you wouldn't. Greenbottle.
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes.
Well, come on, what is it?
Yes, sir. The Thames.
Good. What? Why say the Thames?
Well, they have canoes on that.
Canoes?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I've seen them in the pictures.
And, listen, what, what's that got to do with it?
Yes, sir. I don't know.
No, neither do I. Neither does anybody. We're not talking about the canoes, the rivers of France, Belgium. What river did you say, Greenbottle?
The Thames.
Yes, Italy, London, England.
Well, make up your mind.
Look, hold your tongue, Bottomy. What's the name of the river?
The Thames.
I'm not talking about the Thames. What's the name of the river that's common to Germany and Hungary? Well, come on, doesn't anybody know? Think, boys, think. They wrote a song about it.
Yes, sure, the Mississippi.
At last. The what?
The Mississippi.
Greenbottle, the Mississippi happens to be in America.
Yes, but they wrote a song about it.
Rubbish.
Yes, they did. Well, have you, Mississippi?
Perhaps that might help... Oh, will you... Greenbottle, perhaps that might help to stop you from being ridiculous. The name of the river starts with D.
Yes, Mississippi.
Greenbottle, does Mississippi start with D?
No, it starts with a waterfall.
Oh, does it?
Yes, the Niagara.
The what? Niagara?
Yes, they wrote a song about that, too. So Niagara in the
Cape Bottle, where are you going? And you're the boy. Quiet. I can't go on with this nonsense for another second. The name of the river is the Juju. The Danube. Now, listen. Instead of coming to the classroom for the next lesson, I've made arrangements for us all to go to the zoo.
All right.
There's no need to go mad about that. I think it's a very necessary part of your education to see the different types of animals and to learn just what countries they come from.
All right.
Don't go on. So instead of being here, I'll meet you all in front of the zoo for our next lesson. And be there sharp at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.